All the cake you can eat. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says his state is the victim of a media smear.
The smear here against this bill is that it created a license to discriminate. And that's just completely false.
And he's right. As written, the new religious freedom law says nothing about discrimination against gay people. But it has called attention to Indiana's civil rights statutes, which clearly do allow gay discrimination. Indiana does protect its gay public employees, but those protections don't apply to private businesses, which is why the governor couldn't bring himself to answer that question from George Stephanopoulos on Sunday.
Do you think it should be legal to discriminate against gays or lesbians?
George,
it's a yes or no question.
But he couldn't answer it because except in cities like Indianapolis, which have local laws against gay discrimination, a baker or a florist is perfectly free to tell a gay person to leave, as is also the case in 29 other states. So, objectively speaking, to bash Indiana and not beat up on, for example, Mississippi, which has zero legal recourse even at the local level, is unfair. But unfair or not, judging from his news conference yesterday, Governor Pence is now a civil rights crusader.
No one should be harassed or mistreated because of who they are, who they love, or what they believe. I believe it with all my heart.
Clearly, if Governor Pence ran a bakery, he'd cheerfully provide a gay couple all the dessert they could eat. But he also seemed to be on the verge of requiring others to do the same. Which, I think we can agree, was the last thing the Indiana legislature was expecting when it passed that bill. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.